Karen Conti, we're not going to do the poem yet. We'll do that later. Okay. First of all, I can't believe you. This is something you do every year?
Every year. I used to do it with Anna DeVlantis. Uh-huh. And, you know, I thought Lisa was going to be in here.
Right.
So I had, I had a rhyme for Lisa Dent, which is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
But a rhyme for John Hanson is not so easy.
No.
But I came up with one.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
I struggled and strained.
It's always great to see you because obviously you host here on WGN Radio. You are a celebrated, incredible lawyer. And then I do the legal show on Saturday and some people text in. They're like, let's get Karen on the line here. And I'm like, probably better. But I'm asked the dumb questions in the law world. And we'll play a little of that out here today. How about that?
Let's do it.
All right. So yesterday, the big legal story obviously was the U.S. House January 6th committee referring President Trump for four charges to the Department of Justice. And I think we covered this pretty well. This doesn't carry any legal weight, right? It's more of a political symbolic statement.
Exactly. There's no weight at all. And, you know, it kind of puts the DOJ in a kind of odd position because the House, after having gone through all of these hearings, which were not really even legal in nature, to
right.
be honest. I mean, they were, like you said, more political and more of a kind of optics. The Department of Justice, though, can look at the testimony and can look at the findings and can look at some of the evidence that was elicited and use that in their own investigation, which I am sure they are doing on a parallel level.
Right. So they could get some information out of it, perhaps, that they didn't have in the past. But it's not like they woke up yesterday morning, got this referral and go, maybe we should look into
this.
Well,
and for good reason, because these hearings, you know, there wasn't always cross-examination.
100%.
A lot of the stuff was hearsay, you know, that mm-hmm. would never come into court. And the Department of Justice has to look at this. Can we have this case brought and can we win it beyond a reasonable doubt? And that's quite a different thing than just this looks bad for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to prove that he had a criminal intent, that he knew that he lost the election and proceeded to do this anyway. And that's not an easy thing to prove.
Yeah.
What's in somebody's head?
A jury of your peers, too. Find 12 people in America to agree on any, although it happens in courtrooms every day, surprisingly.
Well, but also think about the jurors who might like Donald Trump,
which right.
there are a lot of people
for
who
sure.
like Donald Trump, like probably at least half of our population. So
right.
if we get one person on the jury who is absolutely refusing to do that, you have a hung jury and then you try it again.
Right, exactly. Really quickly, we've got about a minute till I get to traffic and weather. You mentioned Johnny Depp settled. I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's case settled. Johnny Depp is going to receive $1 million from Amber Heard. He said he's going to donate it to charity and the case will be over, appeals dismissed, and they will go on with their lives, which is a good thing.
Yes, for all of us.
They can make a lot more money acting
yes.
than they can in court.
You're right, where there might have been some of that in court perhaps as well. Okay, let's get a look at weather and traffic. We'll do the poem in a moment.
All right.
Excited to hear how Hanson rhymes with anything. 319 on WGN. A very happy Tuesday afternoon, everybody. John Hanson in for Lisa Dent. Karen Conti joining me now for a tradition. So how many years have you been doing this, Karen?
I think it's about 5 years.
Wow. It is the night before Christmas, reviewing the legal news of the year. This is quite an undertaking. And we're supposed to participate, correct?
You are.
All right. You ready, Andy, Mary, and Steve? We're going to play along with this, too. It's a rhyming scheme we got to figure out, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's
all
go.
Right. Karen, take it away.
Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and on Wacker Drive, WGN was broadcasting live. The radio waves traveled from Indy to Branson, and snug in the studio was our host, John Hanson. When what to our wondering eyes did appear? A lawyer recapping legal news of the year. As I cover the stories that I have on my list, I will ask that you give me a little assist. I will read you a verse, and when it is time, please fill in the blank to make it all rhyme. Ready?
Yes.
Former President Trump, who commuted our blago, had feds searching for boxes that he took from
Mar-a-Lago.
The FBI's axe, Trump said, we're abhorrent. The Fed said we did it with a valid
search warrant. Yes.
Oh, I was off there in my pentameter.
Yeah, warrant.
it's not perfect, all right? I am not Dr. Seuss. Okay. Trump fought and could not be pacified. Were the documents personal or were they
classified?
Trump's lawyer delayed. The Fed's push to move faster. A third party was appointed to be
the special master.
We sound like a bunch of children.
The House held long hearings, politics rather than court. Tomorrow they'll issue the final
report.
Hundreds were tried for this insurrection. Were they protesting or trying to overturn
the election?
Oath keepers were charged for their role in the mission. Some were found guilty of the crime of
sedition.
Politics have been violent, the outlook not rosy. Recall the attack on the husband of Speaker
Pelosi.
Nice.
We watched a long jury trial about damaging words. The case Johnny Depp versus
Amber Heard.
Was Heard a liar who needed to be silenced? Or was she the victim of domestic
violence?
The case was just settled. There will be no more smears. Now the two can get back to their acting
careers.
$1 billion in verdicts. Alex Jones, he'll pay dearly for spouting his ridiculous conspiracy
theory.
Biden promised our grads he would throw them some bones. He ordered forgiveness of their
student loans.
The U.S. Supremes had curiosity piqued when a draft of an opinion was secretly
leaked.
The court finally ruled, and at that point we learned that Roe versus Wade had been
overturned.
You guys, hold on. You guys are going to say it more poetic.
We're overturned.
Yes, we're like droning on these. Let's give a little. Karen's put a lot of effort
into this.
Overturned. Yes, thank you, Mary.
But that's not a thing to be happy about.
Well, I know, but it's in the poetry scheme. Okay.
Wow, you're so, like, artistic. Okay. 50 years Roe was law, and despite ongoing debates, the right to choose now is left to the
states.
Thank you, Steve.
Some like the ruling. Some had much to disparage. Some say this might end the right to
gay marriage.
Don't be so excited about that, Steve.
Affirmative action, immigration. These issues appealed. And the right of a football coach to pray on the
field.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, with partisan support, is the first black female justice to serve on the
Supreme Court.
Internationally, we watched acts so inhumane when Russia invaded its neighbor,
Ukraine.
Yeah, that one we can be sad about. Yeah. Okay.
There is no other way this man could really be viewed in. Quite the war criminal is
Vladimir Putin.
That was a hard one to rhyme.
Yeah.
A woman's basketball star.
Oh, Steve, stop it.
A woman's basketball star broke a law that was minor, convicted in Russia. Her name?
Brittany Griner.
10 years of hard labor takes away one's breath. Biden swapped Griner for a guy called the Merchant of
Death.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked in a rage while lecturing in New York up on a
stage.
A football great got divorced. We all wish them both well. The couple Tom Brady and his wife
Giselle.
Kim Kardashian got divorced. That was not hard to guess. She had enough of the antics of
Kanye West.
Oh, yes. That was a solo there.
Thank you very much.
You're supposed to say yay, though.
Yeah, well, here we go. Yay was dropped from his contracts, but we're not sympathetic to a rich man whose words are
anti-Semitic.
Oh, that's
nice.
Boy, when you start your poem, you don't think, I'm going to find a word for anti-Semitic.
No.
You got there. Nice job.
There's a whole website for that, by the way.
Oh.
A battery.
Don't give up your secrets.
Yeah, oh, you Googled it. Cool.
I Googled
All right, let's end this up then. No, I'm just kidding. Keep going.
A battery at the Oscars is no urban myth when Chris Rock got smacked by actor
Will Smith.
The Empire star released from jail, his best role yet, a crime victim or a liar, his name, Jussie Smollett.
Oh, you lost us on that one.
Sorry. A movie set accident.
We didn't hear enough about that story to know.
What rhymed with it?
Yeah, what was it again?
His best role yet.
Oh, best role yet.
Smollett.
I got you.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
A movie set accident. The story exploded. Alec Baldwin said, I didn't know it was
loaded.
The matter is still being reviewed by the cops. Should there ever be live rounds in guns that are
props? Yeah.
This R&B star exposed the dark underbelly of sex with young girls. His name is
R. Kelly.
For his crimes in New York, he got 30 years in the pen. After trial in Chicago, he was convicted.
Again.
Of 10. No?
Again is right.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. A friend of Jeffrey Epstein, this year the axe fell. She got 30-year sentence. Her name?
Another Giselle.
Maxwell.
That's bad, but I had to put it in there. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
July 4th should have been joyous, but the day became dark when a shooter attacked Illinois' own
Highland Park.
The Waukesha parade killer was a true public menace, and he was tried and got life, a well-deserved
sentence.
Penance?
Good, either one.
That works.
I will accept either one.
Yes.
The Parkland shooter's trial came to fruition. The jury spared his life. There will be no
execution?
In a school down in Texas, the response seemed to be faulty. 21 killed in a school in a town called
Uvalde.
Uvalde. Mm.
Gun violence tops the news, and there should be no disputing. Every year, there should not be 600 mass
shootings.
We need to stop gun violence that harms and balance our Constitution's right to
bear arms.
Elon Musk signed a contract and then became bitter. The battle was on. Elon Musk versus
Twitter.
Does social media risk our privacy in our nation? Will Congress decide it needs more
regulation?
A recent bill was proposed. It came as no shock to ban us from using China's
TikTok.
A quadruple murder happened 6 weeks ago in a small college town in Moscow,
Idaho.
Four stabbed brutally. Still nobody's charged. There's a cry for a suspect who is now still at
large.
Thousands of migrants detained at the border were shipped to the north by state executive
order.
The Safety Act was amended. Wiser heads did prevail. Dangerous thugs should not be released without
bail.
Our city's crime is a big egg on its face. Crime will be an issue in the spring
mayoral race.
Wow.
As we wrap up this poem, let's take the occasion to say thanks to our listeners who tune into the station. And thanks for having me on. And I'll guarantee there'll be more legal stories in 2023.
Oh.
Let's all exclaim for the city to hear. We wish you a lawsuit-free and happy
New Year. Karen Conti, round of applause. That was not easy. Very well done. Karen, it's always great to see.
You guys did a great job.
We did pretty well. Just stumped on a couple of them.
Who did the best, you think, Karen?
I think...
It was me.
Major got a couple of the solo ones.
Please don't make me guess.
For sure.
Please don't make me pick.
We got to take a break. Then the news, Karen. Thanks for stopping
on. All right. Happy holidays.